Please be seated. Let us pray. Indeed, Lord God, let our hearts, our lives, all that who we are be good soil for the breeding of your word, for the growing of your love, for the sustaining of your mercy and compassion. Lord Jesus Christ, encounter us now in these moments that we may hear your word where we most need to hear it, that we may be guided by and led into the life that you intend, desire for us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the things I truly enjoy about our narrative lectionary that we use here at Bethel from time to time is that we can really indeed get into the story. Now, those who were not here with us last week know that as we want to share with you that last week as we got together and looked at the first chapter of the book of Ruth, we are reminded and we kind of started on this idea that, you know, God leads us into unexpected journeys. And we tell the story of how Ruth and Naomi are on an unexpected journey, born from tragedy and brokenness, born from the death of husbands, of sons, of being foreigners, of taking risk, of having courage to go into a new area. And as we talked about last week, we talked about how Ruth became an embodiment, really, of who God is, who God is to be for us, in that Ruth became the one who walked with Naomi through this tragedy and was the one who showed courage to help walk with her in this new unexpected journey, and that is indeed who God is for all of us. And now the story has gone to the next chapter, chapter 2, and the story of them arriving back home in Judea, back to the area where Naomi was from, the foreign land of Ruth, and the whole experience of what this was to now be. They have taken a lot of courage to go on this unexpected journey, and now they show up and they're waiting to find out what will happen. And what indeed happens, as we know from reading the story today, is that they find favor. Is that favor is found for Ruth with Boaz and the family of Boaz, who happens to be also the family of Naomi. And so all of this happens, and this story tells us about that. Now, think about for a moment, all of you, moments in your life where you have found unexpected favor. Perhaps it was in a job. Perhaps it was with a friend or a family member. Perhaps it was something that someone did for you. I don't know if I've ever told you this story before, but I found unexpected favor one time when I was a freshman in college. Dr. Larry Yoder was my religion professor. And at the time, he was teaching us, Religion 100. And I was taking the class, and I had a big paper due in another class, but I had to go to his class first. And I still hadn't done my paper. All right? Imagine that. All right? And I had written it. Now that's not, I haven't totally true. I had written it out, but it had to be typed. And I did not know really how to type yet. I was very, very nervous about that. And so I was pretty down, and Dr. Yoder was like, David, you look pretty down today. What's going on in class? I said, Dr. Yoder, I have a paper due at 1 o'clock. I don't know really how to type, and it's due, and I'm going to make an F, and blah, 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 blah. And he looked at me, and he goes, how long have you known about this? I said, well, all semester. He's like, okay, well, come with me. And he took me to his office. And he sat me down. He said, do you have your paper with you? I said, yeah. He sat me down in his office, and he asked his secretary to type my paper for me. Thank you, Jesus. And she typed the paper for me, and his last words to me were, send her flowers. And I said, indeed, I did. And I did. I sent her flowers. And she typed the paper for me. I don't remember what the grade was, but I got a grade that wasn't an F for not turning it in typed, which is great. And I found this unexpected favor. I have no idea that this was going to happen. Now, those moments like that are awesome, aren't they? Don't we love those? We have no idea that they're going to happen. And in some ways, this is what happened for Ruth and Naomi in this moment. They didn't know what to expect, but it did so happen that they found favor with Boaz. Now, was it, however, totally unexpected. Perhaps. But if we look at our text today, we see something, I think, quite interesting. Look at chapter 2. The very beginning of chapter 2, it's in your bulletin. They tell us, and Ruth the Moabite, and notice that they continue to call her Ruth the Moabite. Why is that? Do we remember? Foreigner, enemy, right? Remember, the Moabites were the enemies. So they keep calling her Ruth the Moabite. Ruth, of the people who were enemies of the people of the Hebrews. Ruth the Moabite said, let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain behind someone in whose sight I might find favor. And I find it interesting that she is assuming that she will find favor. Now, think about our lives. I can tell you this, when I went to Dr. Yoder's class that morning, I had absolutely no idea at all that I would get my paper typed. But I will tell you this. I believed that it would work out. Is that crazy? But I believed it would. And it did. Ruth says, let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain behind someone whose sight I might find favor. How often in our lives, when we've gone down these unexpected roads that are full of fear, of risk, how often do we believe, do we trust that it will work out? I watched a movie this week called Captain Phillips. Has anybody seen that movie? Powerful movie. But in that movie, the Ethiopian man who was the captain, who ends up being captured at the end of the movie, keeps telling them that it'll work out. He has this hope and this dream that it will work out, that his plan will all work out. It doesn't, not to spoil it for all of you. But the reality is that he kept saying it's going to be okay. It's going to work out. And what I find fascinating by that kind of hope, even though it didn't work out for him, is that I wonder how often people of faith who can really truly have hope don't. And we worry and we struggle. Yet here we have a promise from Ruth who says, let me go to the field and glean among the ears of corn who's behind someone whose sight I might find favor. That amidst all of this stress and struggle, she still trusts that something good will come out of it. And I'm not so sure that that might not be the most powerful part of this whole story. The idea that we as the people of God can actually dare to trust and hope that God will provide. That God will provide. So often in our lives of faith, and in the midst of our living and struggle, we worry that God won't. We see the scarcity around us in our world, in our lives, in our bank accounts, in our relationships, in our congregations. We see the scarcities so clearly, yet how often do we see the blessings and the promises and the hope that makes us say, in the midst of odds that would be overwhelming against all evidence to the contrary, that God is good and that God will bring favor among us. Ruth, as an embodiment last week of the God who walks with us in the midst of our pain and struggle and unexpected journeys that are born from suffering and brokenness and pain, today becomes the one who has faith that God will provide. The sermon title today was Finding Unexpected Favor. But perhaps it should have been retitled, Finding the Expected Favor. Because I think the most powerful words in this whole chapter, other than those, come right here below it. in verse 3. So she went, she came and gleaned in the field behind the reapers. And here are the most amazing words, gospel words. Put it on your refrigerator at home if you want. The next words are, as it happened, she came to be part of the field belonging to Boaz. But notice those words. It's just thrown in there. We can gloss right over them. But as it happened, as it just so happens, I met this beautiful woman in Israel, and then we got married and having a bunch of kids. And then she became a pastor, and she's my wife, and now we live in this beautiful place in Winchester. As it happened, as it so happens, you know, Bethel had worship this morning, and it just so happened that the music was amazing, because it just so happened we have great musicians, and it just so happened we have really faithful people. It just so happened that we have this drummer who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Detroit, and it just so happened. It just so happened. It just so happened that the people at Tivor yesterday were really blessed by our confirmation kids who just so happened to show up and do a program with them. Think about your life where it just so happened that God intervened. Think about that. As it happened, she started being with the one person in the whole place who would end up being related to her family, that would end up being the one with whom she could then help perpetuate something later on. It just so happened that that happened. See, let me tell you a little secret. Come here. God happened. God happened. And God happens in your life too. God happens. God happens when we least expect it. God happens even more importantly. More importantly, God happens when you do. When you do expect God to show up, God does. Not always how we think it's going to happen, but believe you me, God does, because God is in the business of showing up in your life, in my life, in the lives of people who are in need. And so it just so happened that Ruth, this woman who took this great leap of faith to go with Naomi, who probably got the strength from God to do that, it just so happened that the one field she strolled into was the one that would be where God wanted her to be. Imagine that. But indeed, imagine that. Imagine that in your life. Imagine that in your life right now. Imagine the places God is happening right now. In your heart, in your relationships, in your professions, in your church life. Imagine what God is up to. Because let me tell you another secret. Come here. You have already found favor with God. Every single one of you. From the oldest to the youngest, have found favor with God. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants nothing but blessing for you. And in the midst of your trials and pains and struggles, He will walk with you, He will redeem you, and He will save you. Because that is who our God is. The God who favors you, and the God who happens in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Would you stand?